done.
Czech bluegrass has a long tradition going back to the 1960s, but it took several more decades before it was acknowledged and appreciated in the land of its origin in the United States. Our guest in this edition of One on One is Robert Křesťan, the banjoist, lead singer and the founder of a bluegrass legend, the band Druhá Tráva, which formed in the early 1990s. Their latest album, Dylanovky, features a song by Bob Dylan, translated into Czech by Robert Křesťan. He and his band played some of these songs when they set the scene before the public speech of the US President Barack Obama at Prague Castle earlier this month. Mr. Christian, how did it feel to play at this unusual venue?
Well, it was a great honor, of course. The performance itself wasn't a pleasant one because of the sound, but it was a great honor to be this near to the President of the United States.
Did you meet him before or after?
No, we didn't.
How did you get the gig?
Well, I'm not sure. 2 days before the performance, somebody from the U.S. Embassy called and asked if we are able and willing to play there. And we say yes, of course.
You formed your band in 1991 after many years of playing with another legend of Czech bluegrass, the band Poutníci. Did the communist authorities make life harder for you for playing what might be considered American music?
Of course they did, but not as hard as they did for another kinds of music, like rock and roll music, underground music, alternative scene and stuff like that. We were able to play, at least because they saw bluegrass music as music of an ordinary man, you know.
Bluegrass and country and folk music in general were extremely popular during the communist regime. Lots of people went to see the concerts, the famous festivals in Poznań attracted large crowds. What do you think was so appealing about this kind of music for general public during the communist times?
It was an American music, for starters, and it was because of so-called tramp movement.
The name of your band that you formed in 1991, Druhá Tráva, means second grass in English. The reference to bluegrass is clear, but what is second about your grass?
You know, at that time we split it with Poutníci and formed the Druhá Tráva band. And at that time it was our second door to the music.
Was the transition in the early 90s, was it difficult for musicians like you from the times when lots of people came to see your shows and after, you know, people started to have different interests?
It was different. It was a little bit difficult for us, but we were very busy forming our new band and playing a new kind of music for us. And we were, at that time, very, and we still are, very enthusiastic about what we are doing. So I cannot remember. It was harder. It was great.
During the 1990s and early this century, you regularly toured the United States with your band. How do people react to your music when they hear a band, bluegrass band, from a country some of them know nothing about?
The reaction is generally very warm and loud, and sometimes it's because of our music, and sometimes it's because of we are exotic for them.
Do you have a favorite place where you prefer to play in the United States? Is there any part of the United States where you're received more warmly than in other places?
Yeah, I think it is. Our favorite place is East Texas and South California.
Your latest album, which appeared in 2008, is called Dylanovky, or that could be translated something like Dylan songs into English. How did you get from bluegrass to Bob Dylan?
I listened to Bob Dylan since I remember, you know. First I like his music, his voice, and then when I started to understand English a little bit, I started to love his words, his poetry. And Mr. Dylan himself is a bluegrass lover. So I think this kind of connection is very natural.
Apart from translating Bob Dylan's lyrics into Czech, you have also translated several novels by various American authors, including William Eastlake and Norman Mailer. The novel Love in the Ruins, or Láska v troskách, in Czech by Walker Percy, has just been put out. How do you choose the books you want to translate?
Well, generally, I choose it myself. I read something in English, and I want to share it with other people. That's why.
You said in an interview I read in 2007 that the book by Norman Mailer you translated was going to be last one. Now there is another one. Are you working on anything right now?
Well, I'm a great liar. Well, I'm translating a book by Norman Mailer called Marilyn, about Marilyn Monroe.
When will your fans in the United States have next a chance to see you and your band perform live?
Well, this year in September and early October. I think it's going to be Minnesota, Colorado, Texas, New Mexico and California.
Thank you very much, Mr. Christian, for talking to Radio Prague. And here is Senor by Bob Dylan, performed by Robert Christian and Druhá tráva.